as we speak, a team of negotiators from Mercosur have arrived in Brussels today, led by the Paraguayan presidency, and they're here ostensibly to discuss outstanding sticking points on the agreements, which of course is going to be incredibly worrying for lots of farm organisations, as you say, and in fact anybody who has concerns about the rural Irish economy and other economies that are depending on on agriculture and rural development, because we know that one of the areas that Mercosur negotiators are keen to talk about is the issue of food imports, particularly issues like beef and poultry. And the fact that this has taken place a week after a fresh scandal whereby the EU has suspended imports of Brazilian beef products, mostly poultry in this case, from 20 additional plants that were previously authorised to export into the EU. And the Commission have said that the ban was related to deficiencies detected in the Brazilian official control system. And that follows on itself from a ban on 10 plants that was announced in a suspension last month. So it's quite clear that there are questions around the quality of Brazilian meat products in particular, but right across the board. And the question needs to be asked is why the Irish government has yet to call halt to this process. The Commission only have a mandate to negotiate the Mercosur trade agreement as far as national governments delegate or two. The parameters of the negotiating offers that have been put in place so far have been agreed at the European Council meetings attended by Minister Creed and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. So we've listened, and I'm sure you've heard and your listeners have heard, lots of Fianna Gael politicians, lots of Fianna Fáil politicians expressing concern around the Mercosur talks. Well, the truth of the matter is that they have the power, as they are the government parties in effect, to state categorically that Ireland will not support any trade deal with Mercosur that includes a beef and meat import tariff quota.